The Coming, Disc 5.
Aurora. She told the car to go to Nick's place. He'll probably be sawing away at the cello if I get home at 3. Hard to live with an artiste? Dove said. Hard to live with somebody who doesn't keep regular hours, as if I did. She turned around in the driver's seat. But Norm's really odd. He never sleeps more than a few hours at a time. Naps now and then, no particular schedule. Like Edison, Lamar said. No light bulbs or phonograph, but he's a heck of a good cook. They murmured assent. You'll be glad when this thing's over, Dove said. Get back to doing actual research? Not as much of that as I'd like. This thing has kindled a new interest in astronomy in the young. I've bowed to pressure and agreed to take on 2 sections of elementary. That's a lot of kids. 50 apiece. But I get 2 new grad assistants, so I just have to lecture. The rest of your load stays the same? Lamar asked. Yeah, but it's not bad. A graduate seminar and a small class on non-thermal sources. And I'm getting a good bonus for the 2 extra sections. I've always enjoyed elementary. I just don't look forward to being spontaneous with the same lecture 3 days a week. Dove nodded. I had to do 2 sections a couple of years back when that boy genius from Princeton jumped ship. It's a strange sensation. The car pulled up in front of Nick's, and the 3 went in for their coffee, burned, sweet, and rich. Nick waved at Rory. Just a second, Professor. She'd phoned in the order, not sure how late he stayed open. She said hello to the only other customer, not certain whether she knew him. She'd seen him before, writing by hand in a bound journal. The historian. He nodded back at Professor Bell. She would be in the last chapter. He returned his attention to the book, up to the 1990s now. In August 1990, Gainesville had a week of horrid fame all over the world. Over the space of 48 hours, a madman captured, tortured, mutilated, and killed 5 students. The bodies were rent with 61 slashes and stab wounds. He carefully cleaned them up afterward, even the girl whose head he sawed off and placed at eye level on a bookshelf for the police. Then he arranged the bodies into obscene positions. The perversion eventually proved his undoing. He left semen at the scene, and its DNA identified him with no doubt. He'd been free for months before being arrested on another charge. A quarter of the student body had left in fear or in response to parents' fears. The town was haunted by terror. Gun sales skyrocketed while real estate plummeted. It was a good time to buy property in the student ghetto. A bad time to live there.